Time to turn our attention now to the WNBL, and the Melbourne Boomers are intensely preparing for their trip across the Nullarbor to take on the Perth Lynx this weekend. They'll take some confidence out of their victory over that same side at home last weekend, as they, along with other sides, aim to close the gap on top of the table in terms of the Southside Flyers' dominance there. Matty Garrick has been a staple for the Melbourne Boomers over the past few years and, of course, has represented Australia. I'm pleased to say that Matty has been kind enough to give up her time and join us. How are you, Matty?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. As a player, tell us about the travel factor, particularly roaming across the Nullarbor to Perth. I know you don't have to back up with another match on the same weekend this weekend, but given the hectic nature of the schedule, does it take a toll in any way, or are you all prepared for any fatigue that travel may bring?
I think over the years, we've really improved, I guess, our recovery as well. We're fortunate enough that we go to the Western Australian Institute of Sport for some recovery as soon as we get off the plane. So that definitely helps us with that long haul. And then we've always got a good feed in terms of that nutritional recovery too. But I think it's just kind of part of being an athlete. It's just, you know, part of your job. It's something you got to do. And we're a club that helps provide that for us to put us in the best position to be able to perform at our peak.
Well, with 17 points, 3 rebounds and 4 steals against Perth on the weekend, you must be pleased with your own form.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to perform and to have a great, you know, individual game. But I think just the way that we're playing at the moment, unfortunately, we went down to the Southside Flyers. But yep. There was glimpses in that game, like we were down 20 points and we fought back to get them within 3 and they blew it out. And we kept, you know, showing character to get it back. And then we did the same to Perth. And our last quarter was just such a great team effort, and there's just so much hype in our team. And I said after the game in the interview with the quarter now, so just the best thing about this team is that we're just so excited and happy for one another. And at any point in any game or any quarter, anyone can step up and have their moment. We're just so excited for each other, and I think that's really going to show outcome in the second half of the season.
Madeline Garrick of the Melbourne Boobers joining us here on Time On. Tell us about the impact of US import Sophie Cunningham and what she has had on the team, shooting at 55% from the field against Perth on the weekend.
Well, I mean, that alone is just something that she brings. We've got a great inside presence, and we had a focus of the inside, I guess, at the start of the season. And so, you know, we've got the other teams trying to defend that, and then you've got people like Sophie and on the outside, so it's kind of like, well, good luck shutting that one down too. So we've just got great depth, and she brings obviously that quality to the team, but just her demeanor, her passion for the game, her aggression is something that we really needed this season, and I think that she's really found her form over the last couple of weeks. And you know, it's exciting. We're still close to halfway through the season, and we've just still got so much to go. But she's been a great addition to our team, and she's fitting in so well.
Now, you've just eclipsed the halfway mark of the regular season when the grind sets in. How's the team tracking in that area, and are you making sure you're maintaining the intensity?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Guy does a really great job, and I guess our service providers too, and our partners we work with, from physio to strength and conditioning, all that sort of stuff. They're really great at managing player loads and injuries and that sort of thing. And Guy obviously has the on-court stuff. And so, yeah, we're right on the verge of kind of unlocking some really great basketball. As I said, we showed signs of the weekend, and we're at that point where we need to do it consistently. But once we do that, we're going to be such an exciting team, and it's going to be hard to beat.
And just lastly, Matty, as I let you go, the WNBL is renowned, I think, as a really high-standard competition with some of the best female basketballers in the world. And obviously, basketball has a high participation rate at grassroots level. Many people driving home tonight, or indeed could be driving their kids to basketball training, would know that. Do you think that it is being fairly translated in the attention it receives or the way it is marketed compared to, say, the AFL Women's Comp or the Women's Big Bash?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the WNBL is in its 40th year. It's one of the longest standing competitions for women's sport in Australia, and we've produced some amazing basketball players, some of the best in the world. We've got some of the best in the world playing in the league at the moment. We've got players from all around the world playing here too. We've had people from over in Europe, and we've got obviously WNBA players. And it's sad. Like, there's been, more attention on the WNBL, but I still think it's not at the standard of where it needs to be. And as I said, we've got some of the greatest players in the world playing here, and each year the league gets stronger, and we're at the best it's been in quite a long time, if not the best it's been of all time. But, that's something that we're all trying to work towards, and us as players are trying to, fight for all those other things. And hopefully one day we'll get the recognition that it really deserves. But it's certainly improved in the last, handful of years. But I still think there's a long way to go for it.
Well, Maddie, really appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend against the Perth Lynx. Enjoy the flight over the Nullarbor as well, and all the best.
Thank you very much.